Silence, the eternal refuge of the wise. Those who can stay silent hold the highest form of power. They move without announcement, build without approval, and rise without noise. The world does not notice them until their results can no longer be ignored. This is where real strength lives, in quiet preparation, in disciplined solitude, in mastery that grows unseen. The Stoic knew that control begins with silence. To speak less is to observe more. To act without the need for recognition is to separate from the weakness of dependency. The calm individual becomes dangerous not through aggression, but through clarity. Every word withheld strengthens the will. Every distraction resisted refines focus. The louder the world becomes, the more valuable composure grows. And in that stillness, where few can endure, everything begins to align. Focus on yourself. Stay silent. Let the world make the noise while you build the strength to outlast it. The world is loud. You wake up and it starts before you can think. Notifications, headlines, arguments, opinions, predictions, noise. Every direction pulls at your attention and every demand competes for your reaction. Most people live in that constant reaction. They rarely hear their own thoughts anymore. They've forgotten what it feels like to be still. The ancient Stoics warned about this condition long before the first screen existed. They understood that attention is life itself. Whoever controls it, controls you. To focus on yourself in an age of noise is an act of rebellion. It is the quiet resistance against a culture that worships attention. When you begin to withdraw your focus from the chaos around you, people notice. They call it coldness. They call it arrogance. But it is discipline. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Nowhere you can go is more peaceful than your own soul." When you live by that, everything changes. You no longer move to be seen. You move to be aligned. The Stoic learned to see the value in silence, not as an absence of action, but as the highest form of control. To stay silent while others explain themselves endlessly is not weakness, it is composure. It is choosing what deserves your energy and what does not. The one who cannot stay silent reveals dependence on validation. The one who can stay silent shows command. The modern world rewards noise, yet noise never built wisdom. When you focus on yourself, you begin to observe your impulses with detachment. You stop chasing the next comment, the next argument, the next comparison. You realize that self-focus is not selfishness. It is the discipline of maintaining your center. Seneca said, "The greatest obstacle to living is expectancy, which hangs upon tomorrow and loses today." The Stoic does not scatter attention across what cannot be controlled. They conserve it within. You start seeing how often people speak to fill the silence they fear. Words become shields for uncertainty. The Stoic learns that silence tests the strength of thought. Those who think clearly do not rush to speak. They speak when reality demands it. They hold their voice like a blade, unsheathed only with purpose. In silence, the mind sharpens. Every unnecessary word dulls it. To focus on yourself is to withdraw permission from chaos. You begin to separate your time into what feeds your growth and what drains it. There is no argument needed for this shift. You stop explaining your choices. You stop seeking approval for your discipline. The mature Stoic knows the danger of broadcasting progress. What grows in silence matures in strength. What grows in noise weakens in exposure. Modern society has turned self-focus into a crime. The algorithm rewards outrage. The world wants you reactive because reactivity is profitable. But silence interrupts that pattern. It breaks the loop of emotional consumption. When you turn inward, you reclaim your power to decide what enters your mind. Epictetus taught that we suffer not from events, but from our judgments about them. Silence gives you the distance to judge clearly. Every distraction you resist builds your internal order. Every silence you choose strengthens your command of attention. People chase productivity systems, self-help strategies, and shortcuts, yet ignore the core principle. Focus is finite. Once scattered, it takes time to recover. A Stoic understands that attention is sacred. Protecting it is the first act of sovereignty. To focus on yourself is to begin building structure. Waking early, controlling the first hour of the day, resisting impulsive speech, restraining digital indulgence, these are acts of self-rule. They look small to the undisciplined, but they are the architecture of power. Every morning reclaimed is a battle won against chaos. Every silent hour restores the clarity that noise has stolen. Those who stay silent while others speak in haste often appear invisible. Yet invisibility is freedom. You move unseen through distraction. You conserve your energy for what matters. The Stoic trains for this invisibility. They understand that silence is not absence, but presence without waste. To be silent is to be full, full of intent, full of awareness, full of control. In the modern age, silence feels unnatural because people mistake activity for meaning. But activity without purpose is erosion. The Stoic does not chase constant motion. They move with direction. They understand the rare strength of being deliberate. To stay silent when others are restless is to stand above impulse. It is to choose substance over noise. When you stop explaining yourself, you create an aura of depth. The shallow cannot interpret silence, so they invent stories about it. The Stoic does not correct them. Their validation is internal. Their mission is private. The moment you stop announcing your goals, you start achieving them. Energy once spent defending your path is now spent walking it. A silent mind becomes a powerful mind. It begins to see patterns where others see confusion. It senses opportunities before others react. In silence, the Stoic detects truth without distortion. Seneca wrote, "It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable." That power is cultivated when noise no longer dictates thought. When you focus on yourself, you begin to notice the small details of existence, breath, posture, the rhythm of work. You realize how many movements are unconscious. You correct them. The correction is not dramatic. It is patient. A Stoic reforms themselves quietly, not through grand declarations, but through daily precision. The world rarely notices the transformation until it becomes undeniable. The Stoic does not withdraw from society entirely. They participate, but on their own terms. They listen more than they speak. They act more than they announce. They build more than they advertise. This posture of restraint becomes magnetic. People sense it. They trust those who are composed, those who do not waste words. In silence, respect grows. To stay silent is to live without the addiction to constant response. Most people cannot endure the space between stimulus and reaction. They fill it with commentary. The Stoic extends that space. Within that gap lies freedom. Each second of delayed reaction builds command over self. The person who can endure silence can endure anything. Every quiet decision compounds. Every act of focus sharpens direction. You begin to understand that chaos loses its grip when you stop feeding it your attention. You do not need to silence the world. You only need to stop engaging with what weakens you. The mind reorganizes around what it consistently practices. When you practice silence, you practice strength. Discipline without announcement becomes momentum. When you wake early, when you train, when you read, when you work, all without validation, you begin to embody calm power. The Stoics' focus is invisible, yet it shapes everything visible. It is the unseen foundation beneath action. No argument, no display, just clean execution. You start noticing the contrast between those who talk about focus and those who live it. Talkers scatter their energy through explanation. Practitioners direct their energy through motion. The Stoic builds silently because every word risks dilution. Power grows best where there is restraint. The mature mind understands that stillness is not weakness, it is compression before impact. As you deepen focus, the need for external acknowledgement fades. The praise of others feels irrelevant. You measure progress by inner order, not applause. You become difficult to provoke, difficult to manipulate. A calm presence begins to surround you, not forced, not practiced, but earned. This is the Stoics' quiet confidence. It cannot be imitated because it was forged through discipline, not display. When you focus on yourself, your perception of time changes. Days stop feeling rushed because they have direction. You no longer chase stimulation to feel alive. You use silence to build continuity between thought and action. The more consistent you become, the less external turbulence can move you. The Stoic learns to act like the sea beneath the storm, steady, deep, unbroken. People begin to sense the difference. They may call it luck when things start aligning for you, but what they see is the outcome of inner order. When your focus is clear, decisions become cleaner. When your words are few, they carry weight. When your silence holds intent, outcomes shift in your favor. The world bends toward those who move with composure. You begin to master emotional minimalism. You stop giving energy to frustration, gossip, or comparison. You realize that emotional noise drains cognitive strength. The Stoic conserves emotion the way a warrior conserves breath before battle. Every feeling is directed, not suppressed. To stay silent in anger is not repression, it is control of fire. Modern life thrives on reaction loops, people caught in cycles of provocation. Every argument online is designed to extract attention. The Stoic refuses the transaction. They know that silence is the only undefeated response to provocation. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "You have power over your mind, not outside events." To remember that is to regain composure. To focus on yourself is to remove noise from your schedule, your mind, your social environment. It is to identify the few things that matter and build around them. Simplicity is not deprivation, it is clarity. The more you simplify, the more you feel alive. Complexity hides meaning, focus reveals it. Each day becomes a practice of reduction. The Stoic eliminates excess thought, excess words, excess distraction. They strip life down to essentials, duty, discipline, stillness. This simplicity brings peace that noise cannot touch. Peace does not arrive by luck, it arrives by removal. In silence, the Stoic refines decisions. They pause before reacting. They observe before engaging. They plan before acting. This creates precision. The undisciplined call it detachment. The wise call it mastery. The fewer moves you make, the more powerful each becomes. As focus sharpens, outcomes begin aligning naturally. The things you once chased begin moving toward you. This is not mysticism, it is momentum. When energy is no longer wasted, results accelerate. The Stoic stays quiet through the process because they understand that external validation interrupts growth. The moment you talk about transformation, you risk losing it. To focus on yourself is to build patience as a weapon. The modern world despises waiting, yet everything meaningful requires it. The Stoic endures silence without panic. They understand that timing is invisible discipline. They know when to act and when to observe. power grows in that distinction. Eventually, silence becomes your natural language. You begin to prefer it over conversation. You listen deeply, you analyze clearly, you act decisively. You realize that most of life's noise is people trying to fill an inner void. The Stoic fills it with purpose. They no longer seek entertainment from chaos. They derive meaning from control. The longer you stay silent, the more everything begins to work. The reason is simple. Energy, once scattered, becomes directed. Clarity replaces confusion. Purpose replaces distraction. The Stoic does not chase external harmony. They create internal alignment. The outer world reflects the inner one. People who once overlooked you begin to sense gravity in your presence. You speak less, yet your words carry more force. You appear calm, yet progress unfolds around you. This is the paradox of silence. By saying less, you influence more. By focusing on yourself, you draw life into coherence. The Stoic sees that silence is not retreat. It is strategy. The undisciplined exhaust themselves in constant explanation. The disciplined move in calm certainty. Life begins aligning because nothing leaks. Energy held within manifests as consistency, and consistency builds power. When everything starts working out, you understand it was never magic. It was focus applied to the controllable. It was silence guarding the essential. It was the rejection of noise disguised as urgency. The Stoic stays composed through both calm and chaos because they have become independent of both. Focus on yourself. Stay silent. Withdraw from noise and watch as order begins to form around you. What you build in silence speaks for you in time. The Stoic does not rush that process. They live it. And through that silence, everything begins to work. The darker life becomes, the louder the world seems to grow. When confusion spreads, when uncertainty blinds direction, most people start searching outward. They cling to noise, thinking it will guide them. But noise is only a reflection of panic. It multiplies fear, it amplifies weakness, it hides truth. The Stoic does not seek the light outside. They learn to generate it within. The mind trained in discipline becomes a lantern in the storm. Its calm is not naive. It is constructed. Aristotle once wrote, "It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light." He understood that light is not discovered through escape. It is created through attention. Focus becomes illumination. When the external world collapses into shadow, the disciplined mind does not curse the dark. It narrows its vision, concentrates its power, and sees what others miss. In that silence, the Stoic begins to perceive opportunity hidden within disorder. Distraction is easy when things are bright. Clarity is simple when there is no chaos. But the true test of focus comes when every voice around you demands reaction. The mind that survives difficulty without scattering has achieved mastery. It is in the darkest conditions that silence becomes strength. The one who can remain still while everything around them trembles begins to shape destiny, not just endure it. In those moments, attention is everything. The Stoic directs it like a weapon. Each thought is filtered, each impulse examined. They no longer waste words explaining their struggle. They no longer seek comfort in reaction. The light they find is discipline itself. Focus becomes their method of survival, and silence becomes their shield. This is where strength matures, when no one is watching and no applause is coming. Socrates once said, "Strong minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, weak minds discuss people." The modern world has reversed this order. Most conversations are built on gossip, performance, comparison. The strong have become quiet because truth no longer needs debate. The Stoic mind returns to ideas, the structures that guide a life, the principles that remain steady through turbulence. In silence, they revisit philosophy not as theory, but as training. When the mind stops discussing people, it regains dignity. When it stops discussing events, it regains perspective. But when it begins to discuss ideas, it regains power. The Stoic does not waste attention on distractions disguised as relevance. They reserve it for what shapes character. They understand that silence is not disengagement, it is prioritization. It is the refusal to feed triviality. Modern life makes this refusal difficult. Every platform invites performance. Every opinion demands validation. People rush to speak before they think, to react before they understand. Yet silence remains undefeated. It never needs correction. It never exposes ignorance. It preserves energy for meaningful direction. The Stoic learns that self-mastery begins where the need to be seen ends. The disciplined individual no longer seeks approval through words. They prove through consistency. They no longer chase alignment with others. They create alignment within themselves. This is the highest form of focus, to be completely absorbed in one's duty without requiring recognition. The world will misunderstand that silence. It will label it detachment. But the Stoic knows that silence is commitment unseen. When attention is purified, time changes its nature. The hours once lost to distraction now become space for thought, reflection, refinement. In that stillness, creativity awakens. The mind begins to generate order from chaos. Focus transforms confusion into direction. What once felt unbearable becomes structured. The Stoic does not rush this process. They let the silence work on them, molding character quietly. A strong mind is forged in solitude. It is not built by praise or validation. It is carved by the resistance of silence. The Stoic accepts this difficulty willingly. They understand that to think deeply requires loneliness. But that loneliness is not emptiness, it is capacity. In the absence of noise, they begin to perceive truth without distortion. That truth becomes strength. Every quiet decision becomes a declaration. Every choice to focus rather than react becomes a victory over chaos. The Stoic measures progress by what no one sees. The mature mind does not advertise transformation. It lets results speak when silence has finished its work. Focus is no longer an act of will. It becomes the nature of being. The darker the path, the more essential silence becomes. It removes the illusion of control over others. It reveals control only over self. The Stoic does not argue against the world. They build themselves so thoroughly that argument becomes irrelevant. The energy saved from reaction becomes fuel for creation. This is how calm power grows. When others fall to fear, the Stoic refines composure. When others chase attention, the Stoic perfects invisibility. Their restraint creates precision. Their patience forms inevitability. Focus turns from an effort into an instinct. They stop seeking the light. They become it. In silence, the Stoic observes the behavior of others without judgment. They see how noise is used to conceal weakness. They learn from the mistakes of the restless. Every observation becomes instruction. Every restraint becomes practice. Their stillness becomes intelligence in motion. The modern person confuses silence with surrender, but silence is the art of strategy. It conceals your direction. It protects your preparation. The Stoic speaks when words are necessary for execution. Until then, they act without announcement. This balance of speech and silence forms authority. It separates the deliberate from the desperate. The focus developed in hardship does not fade when peace returns. It becomes the foundation for everything built after. The Stoic carries that discipline into daily life. They listen longer, think deeper, respond slower. They live by the rhythm of intention. This rhythm is invisible to those chasing stimulation, but it governs those who have learned command. Strong minds are rare because silence is rare. To hold one's tongue while being provoked requires power. To maintain direction while surrounded by noise requires clarity. Every person claims to want peace, yet most run from the silence that creates it. The Stoic does not run, they endure it. They learn that silence, though difficult, is the birthplace of wisdom. When chaos rises, they recall Aristotle's insight. Focus is the only path through darkness. When temptation to gossip or complain emerges, they recall Socrates' challenge to elevate the mind beyond trivial talk. In combining both principles, the Stoic achieves harmony between thought and restraint. They think deeply and act cleanly. Over time, the quiet life becomes a powerful one. The Stoic learns to listen, not to reply, but to understand. They measure their influence not in volume, but in steadiness. When they speak, their words carry precision because they were born from silence. The world begins to notice this difference, the calm voice that cuts through noise. In the silence between actions, alignment occurs. Focus becomes self-sustaining. The mind begins to require stillness the way the body requires breath. Every day lived in that state reinforces mastery. The Stoic does not seek to convince others of its value. They embody it until it becomes evident. When focus meets silence, everything external begins to align. Work improves, relationships simplify, goals clarify. This is the unseen reward of the disciplined mind. The external world bends toward the internal order it senses. Without demand, without struggle, things begin to fall into place. The Stoic remains patient in this process. They understand that results born in silence are lasting. They understand that self-mastery is not achieved through performance. It is cultivated through attention, endurance, and restraint. The less they say, the stronger they become. The person who learns to stay silent during difficulty does not lose themselves in it. They find their limits, refine them, and transcend them. They emerge from silence not empty, but focused, ready to shape the next movement of their life with deliberate precision. When the world becomes restless, the quiet mind becomes a sanctuary. Most people fill every moment with movement and noise, because silence reveals too much. It exposes the state of their thoughts, the lack of order within. The Stoic understands that peace is not found through escape, but through engagement with the inner dialogue. The calm person is not empty of thought. They are full of thought that moves in one direction. Their silence is alive with meaning. The soul begins to speak clearly when the noise outside is no longer permitted to interfere. Plato described this process when he wrote, "Thinking, the talking of the soul with itself." The Stoic views this not as poetry, but as instruction. To think is to listen inwardly. The mind must be disciplined enough to hear itself without distortion. In that conversation, the self becomes both student and teacher. The inner dialogue is not random. It is a continual refinement. A testing of principle against emotion, reason against impulse. Only through that quiet conversation does a person become truly conscious of who they are. Modern people often mistake distraction for thought. They consume rather than contemplate. The Stoic avoids this trap. They know that to think deeply, the mind must be left undisturbed. Noise interrupts reflection. Constant engagement prevents insight. A quiet space is not wasted time, it is construction time. Every still moment allows the mind to sharpen its tools of perception and judgment. The individual who spends time in silent thought is not isolated. they are in the company of their own becoming. Silence tests the strength of a person's interior world. In the absence of distraction, weakness surfaces. The Stoic does not fear that revelation. They use it. They identify every insecurity that hides beneath noise, every avoidance disguised as busyness. They face it until it no longer controls them. This is the foundation of composure, not escape from discomfort, but mastery within it. When silence no longer feels threatening, peace becomes permanent. Heraclitus called silence the eternal refuge of the wise. He understood that silence is not retreat, it is return to the self, to order, to clarity. The wise seek it because they know that speech is costly. Every word spent without purpose drains focus. The undisciplined scatter their energy through unnecessary conversation. The Stoic conserves theirs, understanding that silence amplifies presence. The fewer words one uses, the more force those words carry when finally spoken. The refuge Heraclitus spoke of is not an escape from the world, but protection from its chaos. The Stoic enters silence to repair their mind. They emerge from it sharper, cleaner, more deliberate. Like a warrior maintaining their blade, they know that a dull mind cannot cut through confusion. Each moment of stillness is maintenance. It prevents the corrosion caused by constant exposure to noise. In silence, thought is polished until it reflects truth without distortion. This inward dialogue becomes the architecture of strength. The Stoic learns to direct it with precision. They do not indulge in self-pity or endless analysis. Their thoughts are disciplined, structured, and purposeful. They ask themselves what can be controlled, what must be accepted, and what should be released. Each question removes disorder. Each answer refines action. Silence is not the absence of communication. It is the most important form of it. Those who cannot endure silence are enslaved by their own noise. They fear what might emerge when distraction ends, but the Stoic confronts that fear early. They spend time alone deliberately, so that solitude becomes a teacher, not a punishment. In that solitude, they meet their true character. They learn to trust their judgment because it has been tested without interference. A silent person who understands themselves becomes immovable. When the mind grows quiet, perception deepens. The Stoic begins to notice subtleties that were once invisible. The movement of thought slows, and in that slowing, patterns reveal themselves. They see how emotion attempts to control reason, how impulse disguises itself as urgency. With practice, they separate these forces cleanly. The result is precision, a kind of inner equilibrium that no noise can disturb. Modern life makes this practice rare. People are taught that silence equals absence, that stillness equals inactivity. But silence is work. It is mental discipline performed without audience. The Stoic knows that a single hour of pure reflection is worth more than days of restless action. In that hour, alignment is restored, direction becomes clear again, goals are filtered through reason instead of impulse. The noise of the world loses its power to dictate behavior. The internal conversation described by Plato continues daily for the Stoic. It is an ongoing audit of thought and motive. They ask themselves what they believe, why they act, and whether their actions align with nature and virtue. They answer without excuses. They adjust without delay. Each exchange between reason and self adds another layer of integrity. The more honest this dialogue becomes, the more stable the person grows. In silence, the Stoic also studies the language of the body. They observe breath, tension, and posture. They understand that the mind speaks through the body's condition. A restless body signals a restless mind. A still body indicates balance. They practice stillness until the physical and the mental are united in composure. This integration is not visible, yet it transforms every movement that follows. The quiet mind begins to move through the world with unshakable control. Heraclitus's refuge is eternal because it is always accessible. The Stoic can enter it anywhere, amid noise, pressure, or confusion. The refuge exists within, sustained by practice. The stronger the inner order, the less the outer world can intrude. This is why the disciplined individual can remain composed under insult, delay, or misfortune. Their calm is not passive, it is fortified. Those who practice silence learn to see themselves from a distance. They observe thought without becoming it. This separation allows for correction without shame, improvement without turmoil. They become both subject and observer. Every emotion is analyzed before it matures into reaction. This creates consistency in behavior, a mark of true Stoic strength. Others may appear powerful in bursts of noise. The Stoic remains powerful in the long silence between reactions. The inner dialogue evolves into intuition. Over time, the mind requires less effort to interpret truth. Silence becomes instinctive. It replaces confusion with understanding. The Stoic no longer debates themselves endlessly. They know. The clarity gained from years of inner listening turns into wisdom expressed through action. Speech becomes precise. Response becomes minimal. Focus becomes natural. To live with such focus requires courage. It demands rejection of the world's obsession with constant expression. The Stoic learns that power is not in being heard, but in being understood, and understanding begins within. Silence builds that foundation. From it, words arise that cut through noise rather than add to it. The disciplined individual speaks less, but communicates more. The more one thinks with themselves, the less they require validation. Plato's idea becomes a practice of independence. Every inner conversation refines self-trust. Every moment of reflection strengthens clarity. The Stoic no longer doubts their direction because it has been reasoned thoroughly. Silence has replaced confusion with conviction. In that conviction, life simplifies. The Stoic measures progress not by the number of achievements, but by the reduction of unnecessary noise. They realize that clarity is freedom. The fewer conflicting voices within, the stronger the command over action. The inner dialogue becomes harmony instead of conflict. Silence holds it together. Heraclitus called silence eternal because it transcends circumstance. It is the only refuge that cannot be taken away. Wealth, reputation, and status can vanish, but inner stillness remains. It is the one possession the Stoic guards more fiercely than any other. They protect it through restraint, reflection, and routine. In silence, they recover from the exhaustion of life's demands. As the mind learns to speak only when necessary, its words gain gravity. The Stoic's calm becomes influence. Others notice the steadiness, though they cannot explain it. They feel the difference between someone reacting from noise and someone acting from silence. That difference builds authority without effort. True leadership begins here, in control of thought before control of others. Silence does not end progress, it refines it. Each quiet moment adds strength to the next action. Each pause before speaking adds wisdom to the next word. The Stoic trains this like a craft, shaping character through repetition. Eventually, silence ceases to feel like restraint. It becomes a natural rhythm, the pulse of composure. In that rhythm, the soul and the mind move as one. As reflection deepens, thought becomes cleaner. The Stoic no longer seeks peace, they embody it. They no longer chase understanding, they live within it. Each breath taken in silence is a declaration of control. Each moment of thought is an act of creation. The wise do not escape life, they build stillness within it. The conversation of the soul continues, uninterrupted and deliberate. It grows sharper with each cycle of reflection. The Stoic lives in this dialogue daily, thinking, refining, aligning. Their silence speaks through the order of their life, and through that silent order, everything around them begins to follow. Freedom is not given, it is earned through control. Every impulse that moves without discipline tightens the chains of dependence. The modern world celebrates indulgence as liberation, yet the Stoic knows that excess is the most subtle form of slavery. Each unrestrained desire weakens the will. The person who obeys every craving is not living, they are being pulled. The quiet mind sees this clearly. It watches how unexamined emotions become commands that rule without consent. To reclaim control, the Stoic begins with self-restraint. It is not denial of life, but purification of intention. Only when the unnecessary is restrained can freedom begin. Musonius Rufus wrote, "Practice self-control, for no one is free who is a slave to their passions." In this, he defined the core of Stoic freedom. Passion left unchecked consumes judgment. It clouds vision and distorts reason. The disciplined mind does not reject emotion, it governs it. Self-control transforms energy from chaos into direction. The Stoic understands that mastery over the self is the only true form of independence. Everything else is temporary power, visible, admired, but hollow. The inner dominion that comes from restraint cannot be taken away. Modern people mistake the absence of restriction for liberty. They chase indulgence, believing pleasure is autonomy. Yet each indulgence strengthens dependency. Comfort becomes an addiction that weakens resolve. The Stoic sees that every choice feeds either strength or enslavement. To practice self-control is to declare independence from impulse. It is to reclaim authority over one's own mind. Freedom cannot coexist with servitude to emotion. The disciplined life is not void of enjoyment. It is built on chosen joy, not random satisfaction. The Stoic selects pleasure the way a craftsman selects material, with awareness of its impact on the structure. Every temptation resisted sharpens clarity. Every indulgence controlled reinforces identity. The mind learns to delay gratification without resentment. Patience becomes power. The calm person gains time to think, time to see, and time to act with precision. This is freedom expressed through stillness. Cleanthes said, "He who does not master his desires will be mastered by them." Desire is not the enemy, it is a force that must be trained. The Stoic recognizes that untrained desire leads to exhaustion, while disciplined desire builds momentum. To master desire is to decide what deserves pursuit. Most people never make that decision consciously. They are carried by impulse disguised as choice. The Stoic stops the current. They decide with clarity and then move deliberately. Every act becomes voluntary, not reactive. Desire without discipline becomes self-sabotage. It pushes one to chase satisfaction that fades the moment it's reached. The Stoic observes this cycle with detachment. They see that every craving promises freedom but delivers dependence. The person ruled by appetite lives under the illusion of choice. The disciplined person who can refuse is the only one who truly decides. Self-mastery is not repression, it is ownership of the self. It is the power to say both yes and no with equal calm. In silence, the Stoic studies their desires. They do not condemn them. They understand each one as a signal, a reflection of deeper need. They ask, "What am I really seeking through this impulse? Attention, comfort, escape." Once the motive is revealed, control becomes natural. The impulse loses its mystery. What was once compulsion becomes information. In this awareness, temptation loses its grip. Knowledge replaces struggle. The Stoic no longer fights their desires, they guide them. Every small act of self-control compounds into greater strength. Choosing restraint in speech, food, anger, or indulgence builds unity of character. The disciplined person carries themselves with quiet power. They are predictable only to themselves. Others see calm, but inside there is structure. This structure is invisible armor. It protects against manipulation, confusion, and regret. The Stoic stands firm because their desires no longer lead them. They lead their desires. The modern pursuit of freedom often leads to exhaustion because it lacks boundaries. Boundaries are not restrictions, they are definitions. They clarify what matters. The Stoic creates them deliberately. They define what they allow, what they resist, and what they ignore. This creates simplicity. Within that simplicity, energy becomes concentrated. Focus becomes absolute. Self-control is the architecture that holds that energy in place. To master desire is to master timing. The undisciplined act instantly, the disciplined act when the moment is right. This control of timing is one of the Stoics' greatest advantages. It allows them to move with precision instead of haste. It allows them to endure discomfort without surrender. Every delay strengthens the will. Every postponed reaction polishes clarity. The longer one can wait without agitation, the closer they are to true command. Restraint also sharpens perception. When desire no longer drives thought, vision clears. The Stoic sees motives, consequences, and opportunities with accuracy. They are not blinded by hunger for validation or comfort. They move with intention, untouched by the fluctuations that dominate others. Their silence is not absence, it is control of output. Their calm is not indifference, it is mastery of temperature. Through self-restraint, they gain emotional intelligence rooted in stability. Discipline transforms emotion into resource. Anger becomes fuel for action rather than destruction. Fear becomes awareness instead of paralysis. Desire becomes focus instead of distraction. The Stoic learns to redirect each passion toward progress. They do not suppress feeling, they assign it a function. This is the highest form of control, not denial, but transformation. It is the art of turning weakness into momentum. The world interprets restraint as dullness because it does not understand efficiency. The Stoic values precision over indulgence. They measure success not by excess, but by control. In a world that shouts louder with every passing year, quiet composure becomes strength. People drawn to noise seek stimulation. People drawn to silence seek power. The Stoic chooses the latter. Their self-control gives them presence that cannot be imitated. It is authenticity born of restraint. When you can resist what others cannot, you begin to stand apart. The person who masters desire walks differently. They no longer rush. Their actions carry the calm of inevitability. Each step feels deliberate, grounded. Others sense it before they understand it. Authority does not come from control over others. It comes from control over self. The Stoic embodies this truth in every motion, every breath. Freedom through self-control is the paradox the world refuses to accept. Most people equate control with limitation, but the Stoic sees the opposite. Every controlled act expands capability. Every restraint increases range. The person who cannot stop cannot choose. The person who can holds all options. That is why silence and focus accompany discipline. They preserve potential. They store energy until the moment of use. In practice, self-control feels like tension. It is the conscious withholding of impulse, but that tension builds resilience, It prepares the mind for pressure. The Stoic trains this tension daily through action and restraint until composure becomes instinct. The disciplined person is calm not by nature, but by repetition. Their stillness is built, not born. It is engineered through constant awareness of the inner currents of desire. The restraint taught by Musonius Rufus and Cleanthes was not meant for ascetics alone. It was designed for anyone who seeks real strength in a chaotic world. The mind that can resist temptation can command action. The will that can delay pleasure can endure hardship. The person who does not break under impulse becomes immovable. Self-control is the practice that creates this resilience. Every act of resistance builds structure. Every silence under temptation adds weight to the foundation. Desire controlled becomes vision. The Stoic redirects energy from indulgence into purpose. What was once spent chasing comfort now fuels consistency. They become immune to distraction because they understand what is valuable. The longer they sustain this awareness, the more predictable success becomes. Outcomes align naturally because discipline eliminates interference. The one who commands desire does not need to announce it. Their control is visible in the efficiency of their life. They waste no time recovering from regret. They move forward with clarity and precision. The strength others search for through motivation, the Stoic builds through restraint. Their silence protects it. Their self-focus maintains it. Each day lived under control adds weight to the presence they carry. When others lose balance chasing comfort, the Stoic remains grounded. They are not seduced by immediate relief. They trade short pleasure for lasting power. Their satisfaction comes from mastery itself. To them, every temptation resisted is proof of strength. Every controlled reaction is proof of growth. This quiet proof builds confidence that cannot be shaken by praise or criticism. Self-control expands beyond personal behavior. It shapes how one interacts with the world. The disciplined person becomes patient in conflict, clear in decision, and precise in speech. They no longer waste energy correcting others or defending emotion. Their restraint commands respect without demand. People trust what they cannot provoke. In this way, silence becomes authority and discipline becomes magnetism. Musonius Rufus and Cleanthes both understood that freedom is not found in permission, but in limitation. To limit oneself is to channel force. To channel force is to gain power. The Stoic applies this to every domain: body, thought, emotion, and ambition. They train restraint until it becomes second nature. In every situation, they remain composed because nothing within them is divided. They move with complete unity of purpose. The practice of control deepens with experience. It becomes less about saying no and more about understanding why to say no. The Stoic begins to act not from resistance, but from choice. Their silence is no longer forced, it is natural. It arises from certainty rather than suppression. They have mastered the source of noise within. The quiet mind now moves through life unburdened, free from internal conflict. Control is not rigidity, it is clarity. It is knowing when to act, when to speak, and when to withhold. The Stoic lives with precision because they have removed contradiction. Their desires serve them, their passions obey them. The world continues its noise, its rush, its chaos. But within the Stoic, there is order. That order grows stronger with each act of restraint. It is the proof of freedom earned through discipline. Every transformation begins with clarity. The Stoic does not chase change through emotion. They define it through reason. Before acting, they determine direction. The undisciplined attempt to improve without understanding what they seek to become. Their motion is frantic, their effort unfocused. The disciplined individual begins by asking a single question: what is the shape of the person I intend to be? The answer is not written in dreams or declarations, but in consistent action. This is where the philosophy of Epictetus begins. Epictetus said, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." These words contain the entire blueprint of self-mastery. The Stoic sees identity as construction, not discovery. They choose their foundation deliberately and then build upon it through discipline. Intention without execution is weakness disguised as aspiration. To define the self and then act accordingly is the essence of integrity. It is the alignment of word and deed, of thought and motion. The disciplined person commits quietly and follows that commitment with relentless consistency. To say what you would be requires brutal honesty. It demands that you confront not the image you want others to see, but the truth of what you are capable of becoming. The Stoic does not exaggerate their potential. They understand that greatness built on illusion collapses under pressure. They begin small but strong. Each day they affirm who they are becoming through repetition of effort. The transformation is slow, often invisible, but it accumulates into permanence. The noise of ambition is replaced by the silence of execution. The undisciplined seek identity through feedback. They need affirmation to believe in their progress. The Stoic does not. They know that every improvement must begin in solitude. They learn to hold themselves accountable without audience. Self-definition becomes sacred. When they commit to a standard, they treat it as law. The world may not see their progress, but their actions bear the signature of conviction. Their silence becomes a declaration of who they are. Most people fail to change because they already believe they know enough. They confuse exposure with understanding and reading with wisdom. Epictetus warned, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." The Stoic approaches every day as a student. They erase arrogance before seeking truth. Knowledge can only enter a mind that has made space for it. The proud mind resists correction. The humble mind invites it. This humility is not weakness. It is the precondition of mastery. The disciplined person does not protect their ego from challenge. They welcome it. Every correction reveals a blind spot. Every mistake uncovers a weakness. The Stoic does not fear being wrong. They fear remaining wrong. They understand that truth refines character, even when it wounds pride. To admit ignorance is to begin wisdom. The more they learn, the less they cling to certainty. Their silence during argument is not submission, but understanding that learning dies when defense begins. A mind convinced of its own wisdom becomes static. It cannot evolve. The Stoic avoids this stagnation through continuous examination. They treat each experience as a lesson, each challenge as instruction. Their inner dialogue remains open to revision. They are not attached to being right. They are devoted to becoming effective. This devotion keeps their mind fluid and adaptable. It allows growth without chaos and humility, without passivity. The Stoic remains a student long after others have declared themselves teachers. Epictetus taught, "Make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens." These words form the axis of Stoic freedom. The disciplined person distinguishes between control and illusion. They understand that energy wasted on what cannot be changed weakens focus on what can. The Stoic channels effort like a blade, sharp, precise, and only where it cuts cleanly. This distinction between what depends on the self and what does not becomes the foundation of serenity. The average person reverses this balance. They obsess over outcomes and neglect preparation. They demand certainty from an uncertain world. The Stoic rejects this imbalance. They invest effort only where it bears fruit. They train the body, discipline the mind, refine the routine, and release the rest. When misfortune arrives, they meet it without collapse because they expected it. Control is limited, but responsibility is total. This mindset builds unshakable calm. Every moment becomes a test of that principle. When insulted, the Stoic controls response. When delayed, they control patience. When disappointed, they control interpretation. They act as guardians of their own perception. The external world remains turbulent, but their inner state remains ordered. The mind that obeys principle does not bend to chaos. Freedom grows from this discipline, not the freedom to do whatever one wishes, but the freedom from being ruled by reaction. To use what is in one's power is to act within reason, not emotion. The Stoic does not surrender to impulse. They calculate their actions and move deliberately. They understand that each reaction either builds or breaks their character. Every choice either reinforces order or invites disorder. The disciplined mind filters every movement through purpose. This control is not suppression. It is refinement. It allows one to act without regret, because each action aligns with principle. When the Stoic accepts what is outside their control, they do not become passive. They become efficient. Acceptance eliminates wasted motion. It removes complaint and replaces it with preparation. Every hardship becomes a chance to practice command of self. Every obstacle becomes material for strength. The disciplined person views life as a training ground for the mind. They engage fully, but without attachment. This detachment is not indifference. It is freedom from dependency. Through this practice, the Stoic builds stability. Their mood no longer fluctuates with circumstance. Their calm becomes habitual. This constancy is mistaken for coldness by those who depend on emotion to feel alive. But the Stoic knows that stability is the highest expression of strength. They no longer need excitement to feel purpose. Their energy is steady, concentrated, and enduring. Their focus remains intact while the world shifts around them. The disciplined person uses silence as calibration. They withdraw from noise to review their actions, test their motives, and realign with their chosen path. This private evaluation is where real improvement occurs. The Stoic measures success not by praise or recognition, but by the distance between who they are and who they decided to become. Each day's effort narrows that distance. Each silence between actions holds reflection. Through this process, identity hardens into reality. Learning remains constant. The Stoic never outgrows the role of a student. They study themselves as seriously as they study philosophy. Every reaction, every thought, every failure becomes instruction. The world provides endless material for practice. The difference between chaos and training lies only in perception. What others call suffering, the Stoic calls education. Their calm is built from repetition, their wisdom from endurance. To make the best use of what is in your power is to move cleanly through the world. It means acting without hesitation when the action is clear and waiting without anxiety when it is not. The Stoic wastes nothing, not energy, not emotion, not time. Their efficiency looks effortless because it is built on inner order. Each day lived under this discipline compounds into confidence. The result is quiet strength, authority earned through precision. Most people seek control where none exists. They fight outcomes they cannot influence and neglect the habits that determine results. The Stoic inverts this pattern. They master the controllable and release the rest. This creates a state of flow, not from ease, but from alignment. Life ceases to feel adversarial when lived within one's sphere of power. The disciplined person becomes immune to panic because they have nothing to lose that depends on chance. To know what you can control is the highest intelligence. To act on it daily is the highest strength. The Stoic lives in that space between understanding and execution. Their focus remains on principle, not reward. They do not chase comfort, they cultivate readiness. They understand that every external condition is temporary, but inner command is permanent. This understanding shapes the rhythm of their life, steady, intentional, undisturbed. In silence, they continue to learn. Each day tests their humility, patience, and control. Each trial becomes material for application. The Stoic does not retreat into theory. They live their philosophy. Every response becomes an expression of training. The calm presence they carry is not born of indifference, but of comprehension. They no longer demand that the world be easy. They only require that they remain strong. To focus on yourself and stay silent is to apply Epictetus's teaching fully. You define yourself, you remain teachable, and you act within your power. Everything else passes like weather. The disciplined mind does not chase it. They observe, adjust, and continue. Their silence holds confidence. Their focus holds power. And through that quiet command, they begin to shape life itself. Wisdom matures in silence. Those who have endured enough understand that restraint is not weakness, it is control over expression. Most people speak to be understood, but the Stoic learns to remain quiet to understand. In the stillness between reactions, insight forms. The disciplined mind recognizes that silence often reveals more than words ever could. Noise may fill the air, but it does not add meaning. In the silence of reflection, truth begins to surface without distortion. Seneca once wrote, "It is better to be silent and let others think you a fool than to speak and remove all doubt." He understood that the wise risk nothing by being underestimated. They gain strength in being unseen and unheard until the moment of necessity. The fool reveals weakness through the need to be acknowledged, but the disciplined reveal power through patience. Silence protects wisdom from waste. Each word held back becomes energy conserved. Each moment of restraint reinforces control. The Stoic chooses when to speak with precision because they know that speech is power. And power is not spent carelessly. Most people speak to escape discomfort. They fear being misunderstood, forgotten, or unseen. Yet in their attempts to prove intelligence, they expose confusion. The Stoic does not chase perception. They understand that truth requires no defense, and dignity requires no display. Their composure unsettles those addicted to validation. To remain silent while provoked is a form of strength that few can bear. It is not submission, but command. In silence, the Stoic stands unmovable, watching emotion consume the undisciplined. The power of silence comes from perspective. The experienced know that words lose value when spent without purpose. Seneca observed that most of life's lessons arrive through suffering. Pain refines attention. Hardship filters illusion. Those who endure without complaint develop an inner clarity that cannot be taught through comfort. Silence, Seneca said, is a lesson learned from the many sufferings of life. The Stoic does not waste their lessons through noise. They convert pain into patience and expression into understanding. Every hardship teaches the value of restraint. When one has suffered enough, speech becomes intentional. The undisciplined rush to explain their pain, the disciplined transform it into insight. Silence becomes a boundary that preserves strength. The Stoic does not hide their suffering, they refine it quietly into wisdom. Through endurance, their voice becomes deeper, fewer words carrying greater weight. They learn that meaning increases as language decreases. This is why the wise rarely speak of their wisdom, they live it. Seneca also said, "It is quality rather than quantity that matters." This principle extends beyond action into thought and speech. The Stoic does not seek to do more, they seek to do better. They do not speak often, they speak precisely. Each word is measured, each thought filtered through principle. In a world addicted to abundance, quality becomes rebellion. The quiet person who speaks with precision commands more attention than the loud person who speaks without substance. Power lies not in volume, but in depth. To focus on yourself requires that you filter your own noise first. The internal dialogue must be disciplined before the external can be mastered. The Stoic reduces inner chatter until only truth remains. They question each thought. Is it useful or is it distraction? Is it reasoned or is it reaction? Through this filtration, quality of thought replaces quantity of thought. The mind clears. The internal silence grows strong enough to shape external composure. This is how clarity is built, layer by layer, through the deliberate removal of excess. Silence is not emptiness, it is containment. It holds potential energy waiting for correct direction. The Stoic uses silence as storage for power not yet released. They know that premature expression dissipates energy. The world rewards immediacy, but wisdom rewards patience. The one who can wait possesses leverage. The one who can observe without speaking learns faster than the one who interrupts with assumptions. Silence turns experience into understanding. In every conversation, the Stoic measures intent. They listen for truth rather than victory. They do not compete for words, they search for meaning. While others rush to reply, the Stoic pauses to interpret. This pause disarms chaos. It allows time for choice instead of reaction. The person who controls that pause controls the outcome. Silence is not delay, it is calculation. It is the mark of someone who values accuracy over immediacy. The disciplined understand that silence cannot be faked. True stillness comes from inner order. Pretended calm cracks under pressure. Real calm remains unshaken. Silence reveals what a person truly is. The impatient expose themselves through interruption, the arrogant through over-explanation. The wise, through their restraint, reveal balance. To hold silence comfortably is to prove mastery over ego. Every moment of quiet presence communicates strength that words cannot imitate. Suffering refines this strength further. Each challenge removes a layer of vanity. Pain teaches what to value and what to discard. The Stoic emerges from hardship without the need to prove anything. Their silence becomes their statement. They have endured too much to waste words on explanation. This kind of composure cannot be performed. It must be earned. Life itself becomes the teacher and silence the diploma. Seneca's wisdom endures because it was forged under fire. He knew that endurance transforms talk into understanding. Those who suffer with awareness begin to see reality stripped of pretense. The Stoic applies that awareness daily. They measure their reactions the way an artist measures each stroke. Each restraint is deliberate, each silence meaningful. This precision creates elegance of mind, the opposite of chaos disguised as expression. Quality over quantity governs every domain of the Stoic's existence. They choose fewer possessions, fewer words, fewer distractions, but higher standards for each. This concentration of value produces stability. Life becomes lighter yet denser with meaning. The silence surrounding such a person is not absence, it is gravity. Others feel its pull without understanding its source. It is the calm that results from alignment between thought and action. To achieve this alignment, the Stoic must first detach from the noise of judgment. The opinions of others become irrelevant. Silence protects against manipulation. because it reveals nothing to exploit. The disciplined person no longer reacts to perception. They respond only to principle. This is why the quiet individual holds influence disproportionate to their words. Their silence is not mystery. It is mastery. Every interaction becomes a test of restraint. The stoic observes, absorbs, and acts with purpose. They speak when their words serve structure, not emotion. They understand that speech cannot be retrieved once released, so they weigh it carefully. This discipline creates trust. People sense that the quiet person means what they say because they say little. Silence builds credibility that noise cannot match. Those who talk constantly seek control through persuasion. The stoic seeks control through presence. Presence requires no explanation. It radiates authority without sound. The calm person leads not by convincing, but by embodying. Their silence communicates order. Their restraint inspires reflection. In a world addicted to noise, such composure feels magnetic. The stoic treats words as tools of construction, not decoration. Each word should serve truth, not ego. Speech becomes an act of service, not display. In silence, the mind arranges thoughts into precision. The fewer the words, the stronger the impact. The disciplined person speaks when it adds value, not when it fills space. This economy of language preserves dignity and influence simultaneously. Suffering reinforces that principle. Those who have experienced pain no longer waste time in explanation. They know that words cannot erase hardship. Only conduct can prove recovery. Silence becomes evidence of survival. It tells the world, "I have endured, and I do not need to convince you." That quiet confidence carries more authority than speeches filled with justification. The stoic silence is not passive, it is strategic. It conceals preparation and reveals control. The wise do not advertise their intent. They act when timing aligns with principle. Each delay is calculation, each pause is readiness. The world mistakes that stillness for hesitation, but it is precision under disguise. To the stoic, silence is a weapon drawn only when necessary. The less predictable the movement, the greater its force when it arrives. Seneca's teachings remind us that silence is cultivated through suffering, refined through reflection, and maintained through strength. It is the product of a life examined, not performed. The stoic learns that the ultimate power is not in being heard, but in being unshaken. Their silence is not retreat. It is presence stripped of waste. And through that presence, their every action begins to carry the weight of purpose, shaped by discipline and elevated by restraint. In the end, focus and silence converge into one discipline, the art of letting your actions speak louder than your explanations. The stoic learns that the world does not need to be told what they are building. It will see it in time. Every quiet decision, every unseen hour of work, every moment of restraint becomes proof of direction. The noise of others fades while the results of your discipline rise in clarity. Success does not require announcement when it is the natural consequence of focus. Stay silent, remain steady, and continue refining yourself. In silence, your actions will echo louder than words, and the life you have built will speak the truth of who you chose to become.